ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे शेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वशास्त्राब्दि पीयूषा सर्ववेदैक सत्फला सर्वसिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोक एक दृक्प्रदा सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तिता असाधु साधु तादाइन अति नीचोचत कर हान मुंच कदाचिन माम प्रेम हृत कंठयो स्फुरा त्यक्त्वा सुदुस्त्यज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीम् धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयित ईप्सितमन्वधाव वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् त्यक्त्वा सुदुस्तिज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीम् धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयित ईप्सितमन्वधाव वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् त्यक्त्वा सुदुस्त्यज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीम् धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयित ईप्सितमन्वधाव वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् त्यक्त्वा सुदुस्तिज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीम् धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयितमन्वधाव
वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्
त्वा सुदुस्तिज सुरेप्सित राज्य लक्ष्मिम् वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् त्यक्त्वा सुदुस्तिजसुरेप्सितराज्यलक्ष्मीम् धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् वित इप्सितमन्वधावद् वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम। माताजी त्यक्त्वा अबैंडनिंग सुदुस्त्यज मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टू गिव अप सुर इप्सिता एंक्शियसली डिजायर्ड बाय द डेमीगॉड्स राज्य लक्ष्मीम द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून एंड हर ऑपुलेंस धर्मिष्ठः most perfectly fixed in religiousness. Arya Vachasa, according to the words of a Brahmana, who had cursed him to be deprived of all the happiness of family life. Yat, he who, agat, went, aranyam, to the forest, taking to the renounced order of life. Maya Mrigam, the conditioned soul, who is always searching out illusory enjoyment. Daitaya, out of sheer mercy. Ipsitam, his desired object. Anvadhavat, running after. Vande, I offer my homage. Mahapurusha, O Lord Mahaprabhu. Te, to your. Charanaravindam, lotus feet. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundara. So purport is long. We are going to read just the two paragraphs. According to the Vaishnava Acharyas, this important verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is understood to describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna and also Lord Sri Ramachandra. This verse appears within the discussion by the sage Karabhajan of the Yuga avatars or the different incarnations of the personality of Godhead who deliver the conditioned souls of each age. The prayers ending with the words Vande Mahapurushte Charanaravindam are understood to glorify the incarnation of Lord Krishna in Kali Yuga known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for 24 years in Navadvip as a householder and enjoyed immense popularity among both scholars and ordinary persons. His Sankirtan movement was completely supported by the local government, even though it was Muslim. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the pleasure of marrying the goddess of fortune. No ordinary woman of the material world, no matter how gorgeous she may be, can in any way compare with the beautiful goddess of fortune. Everyone in the universe, including Lord Brahma, is searching after the goddess of fortune. Therefore, it is stated here, Sura Ipsita. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna appearing as a Brahman and therefore he is certainly Dharmishtha or the most religious. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always Dharmishtha, whether he appears as a cowherd boy, a great king or a Brahman, because the Lord himself is the original source and personification of all religious principles. However, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are very few political or economic activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a great philosopher Brahman, and thus he is certainly Dharmishtha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the 17th chapter of the Adi Lila, it is described that a certain Brahmana who was well known for being harsh and cursing others could not enter the Kirtan hall where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Kirtan because the door was locked. Being very agitated and breaking his Brahman's thread, he cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the next day on the bank of the Ganges, saying, "I shall now curse you, for your behavior has greatly aggrieved me. You shall be bereft of all material happiness." However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great jubilation within himself, since his mission was Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga, to give up the illusion of material sense gratification and is staunchly engaged 24 hours a day in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this curse as a blessing, and soon after the Lord took sannyas. Thus, it is stated in this verse that by the words of the Aryan, the Brahmana, Aryavachasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Yadagad Aranyam, and went traveling through the different forests of India on the way to Vrindavan and later South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted especially to preserve the prestige of the Brahman class, and therefore he decided to keep the Brahmana's curse intact. So, this is the sequence of these three verses, beginning from text number 32, 33 and 34. They, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are some of the most important verses of the Bhagavatam, because it very emphatically establishes the identity of Sri Chaitanya Dev as not different from Krishna. So, future speakers may speak about how this verse describes Lord Chaitanya, Krishna and Ram also. I'll just focus on the part that is designated to me. So, this verse specifically describes Lord Chaitanya's sannyas leela, of his, basically gives an outline of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And it's a very unique kind of incarnation, because in all other incarnations, you have to run towards God. But here, God runs towards you. It's a unique kind of race to give grace to those who are otherwise racing away from embracing Lord Chaitanya's grace. Very interesting. And because he ran, as a consequence of that, we are all sitting here peacefully hearing Bhagavatam. Right? So the theme that I'm trying to follow, in whatever time we have at our disposal, the theme of discussion will be this one word, Daitaya, out of sheer mercy. So I'm trying to make a tiny presentation as per my tiny capacity. I'll discuss five things. Why did Lord Chaitanya accept sannyas? The internal and the external reasons of his acceptance of sannyas. Then basically, what is the effect of someone receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy? How we can become instruments of distributing that compassion? Then Srila Prabhupada as the brand ambassador, and finally, what stops us from experiencing the transforming grace in our own personal life? So let us see how far we go. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Korite Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. He is basically challenging everybody who is interested in logic and argument. He says, if you are interested in logic and argument, apply to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you will find it extremely wonderful. So why did Lord Chaitanya accept sannyas? First of all, Prabhupada defines what is sannyas. Prabhupada says, this is his lecture in Los Angeles, December 20, 1968. He said, sannyas, sat nyas, this is the combination. Sat means the supreme, the ever-existing, and nyas means renunciation. That means one who has renounced everything for serving the supreme, his real sannyas. He may take this dress or not, that doesn't matter. Anyone who has sacrificed his life for service of the Supreme Lord, he is a sannyasi. Generally in this world we see people take sannyas or take to the life of renunciation either out of frustration or material life didn't really make sense to them. They tried quite a bit but somehow things didn't work out. In case of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or we see renunciation of something is possible only when you are attached to something. If you are attached to something, you can renounce something. But if you are already detached, what is the question of renouncing? So in case of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had no duties to perform. He is already detached from his external energy. Nachamam tani karmani nivadnanti dhananjaya. He has nothing to perform. So, at the same time, he is so affectionate to his devotees. Right? Sadhavo hridayam mahyam sadhunam hridayam tuham. The devotees are in his heart. He just can't see, tolerate his devotees being pained. But here we see he is accepting sannyas and his old mother and young wife and so many devotees. They are all pained beyond comprehension. It's difficult to even imagine what that pain is like. Some of us sitting in this room may have an infinitesimal glimpse of that kind of pain which probably took place in your loving parents and associates, but they kind of settled down later. And he was a successful person. As a teacher, he was unparalleled in his abilities, and as a preacher also, he was very successful. So, per se, he didn't have... What was the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas? So Kaviraj Goswami explains that one of the external reasons for Mahaprabhu accepting sannyas was to promulgate the Sankirtan movement. To spread the Sankirtan movement, that was one reason. Yata yata prema vrishti kare panch jane tata tata bade jala vyape tribhuvane. So Panchatattva were performing Sankirtan and were inundating the entire world with swelling flood of love of God. But some people escaped that flood. Mayavadi karmanishtha kutarkika gan nindak pashandiyat paduya adham. Sei sab mahadaksha dhaya palaila sei vanyata sabare chunite narila. So there were some people who remain untouched from this flood that Panchatattva were actually expanding. And Mahaprabhu saw that and he's thinking. Taha dekhi Mahaprabhu karena chintan. Jagat dubayate ami karilu yatan. I'm working so hard to somehow inundate everybody in this, you know, in this ocean of love of Godhead. But there are some people, keha keha edaila, eda basically, you know, some people are eda. Pratigya hoila bhang. They are trying to disturb my vow of inundating everybody in love of Godhead. Tasaba dubayate patibe kichurang. So I'll do something wonderful, some trick by which even they will be captured. It's like a competition. They're trying to run away. Mahaprabhu said, "Maine vachan liya hai, sabko dubaunga aur ye bhag raha hai. I have to make him drown." Eta boli mane kichu kariya vichar. Sanyas ashram prabhu kaila angikar. So like this, thinking, in his mind he's thinking, okay, the way I can catch these people, and they were mostly scholars and Mayavadi sannyasis. So he said, let me catch them. How do I make them get to respect me? Let me accept sannyas. Morena manile saba loka hobe nash ithi lagi kripardra prabhu karila sannyas. Mahaprabhu is thinking that if they don't accept me, if they don't respect me as Supreme Personality of God, they're going to go to hell. So let me take sannyas. They will respect me. And by that they will actually make spiritual advancement. And there were certain events which led up to that decision. Mahaprabhu is thinking like this. So there were two specific incidents which took place. One is mentioned in the purport also. One was the offensive students. We all know that pastime where Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy was chanting Gopi, Gopi, and then the students rebuked him. He said, why are you not following Vedas? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu ran after them, and then offensive students were thinking, if next time Nimai does that to us, we will also beat him up. So Vrachandra Prabhu had already touched upon this particular aspect when Mahaprabhu is thinking, Karila pipali khanda kafa nevarite ulatiya aro kafa badila dehete. I came, generally this Ayurvedic medicine called pipali khanda is given to reduce mucus. He said, I gave that medicine, but the mucus increased. I came here to deliver people, but by offending them, they are going deeper into sinful activities. So I should... So this verse was spoken a few days after this incident has happened. Mahaprabhu is meditating that how do I deliver these offensive students and the Mayavadi sannyasis. And while performing Sankirtan, he speaks this verse and nobody understands except Nityananda Prabhu. So he understands, oh, Mahaprabhu is thinking of leaving this association and taking sannyas. And the other is Brahmana's curse. This pastime is also described in Murari Gupta's Shri Krishna Chaitanya Charitra Mahavakavya. That is a book by Murari Gupta where he describes this and elaborately. And Mahaprabhu was very happy on accepting this, on receiving this curse, because that was serving his purpose of Vairagya Vidya, Nijabhakti Yoga, to actually teach people in general the path of renunciation, path of knowledge leading to bhakti, devotion. So our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami actually says, Eimata Chaitanya Krishna Puna Bhagavan Yuga Dharma Pravartan Nahi Tarakam. Just like Krishna appears and killing of demons is incidental, the real purpose is actually he wants to experience the loving devotion of his devotees. Premnas Niryas Karite Aswadan. That's his internal mood. Therefore he's saying Mahaprabhu also similarly appears, he spreads the, you know, chanting of the holy name, spreads Sankirtan movement, but that's not the main purpose why he is appearing. So what was the internal reason for Mahaprabhu accepting sannyas? So this discussion comes in the book by Nityananda Das, who is the disciple of Janava Mata. He's written a book called Prema Vilas, where Mahaprabhu is having a conversation with Lokanath Goswami. And he is explaining the internal mood of his emotional ecstasies. And he is expressing that who will in this world will understand my mood of, that I have descended in the mood of Sri Radha to experience the Vipralamba Bhav from Krishna. Definitely I am not going to go detail into that. No adhikar to discuss all that stuff. But in a nutshell, Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas for repaying that debt. He says, Krishnera pratigya ek ache purva hoite yai yaiche bhaje Krishna tare bhaje taiche. So Lord has promised, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sthai bhajamyam. As you approach me, I will reward you accordingly. But se pratigya bhang hoila gopira bhajane. When the gopis did bhajan, this particular vow of the Lord was destroyed. He said, how do I reciprocate? Ye yatha mam prapadyante. It's not going to work here. Tahate praman Krishna shrimukha vachane. So the Lord himself says, na parayaham, I cannot repay you. You please be satisfied with your own love and devotion towards me. So the only way the Lord thought of repaying the debt was by accepting sannyas. So someone may question, was there no other way to repay the debt of the gopis? Why does he have to put so much pain to Sachi Mata? And if you hear His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's lectures of 2009, Mayapur Yatra very elaborately explained the sannyas pastime, and his really heart-rending description of what Sachi Mata actually is undergoing. It's a 75-year-old woman with no support. You know, it's very heart-rending explanations. Why does he do that? Why did he have to leave his beloved devotees in Navadvip? So, devotees have explained, and Gauranga Prabhu also has explained in his couple of Bhagavatam classes, that Gita says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. Bahu shakha yanantasya buddhaya vyasayanam. So, gopis, they were one pointing their attention towards Krishna. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. They left their homes, they left their parents, they left their household duties, everything too, in their love for Krishna. So if Krishna has to reciprocate with that one-pointed attention, then he also had to leave his home, family, spouse, parents, everything, so that somewhere it matches. The reciprocation has to match somewhere. So he wanted to experience that same, you know, love that Srimati Radharani experiences in her separation from Krishna. So he also followed in that path. So in Prema Vilas, actually, Mahaprabhu tells Lokanath Goswami that when Sri Radha is in a mood of, you know, happiness and in association with Krishna, she wears blue sari. But when she is experiencing separation from Krishna, she wears saffron. So he's saying, Ei lagi arun vasan divagai japibe tahar gun kahilutomai. Therefore I will also, in the mood of separation, wear saffron dress and sing the glorious qualities of Srimati Radharani. So that's actually the purpose of the whole idea of wearing this dress, is to glorify the qualities of Srimati Radharani progressively, not in a cheap manner. So that was the reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting sannyas internally, that he wanted to experience his internal moods, and externally also he wanted to spread Sankirtan movement. So however, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the system of sannyas, as far as my little knowledge goes, was not so prominent. So people would actually accept the Babaji wish, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, the white dress, and they stay in Radha Kund, Sham Kund, and then perform their bhajan. It was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who revoked this whole system of Parivrajak Acharya Sannyas. Because Sannyas is Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajak and Paramhamsa stage. So Prabhupada is explaining this in Mayapur, October 21, 1974. He says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find the Vaishnava is Paramhamsa. Vaishnava has no saffron cloth. Vaishnava is white cloth because Vaishnava is Paramhamsa, above. But we don't claim the position of Vaishnava. We want to remain servant of Vaishnava. Therefore, Sannyas order is below the position of Vaishnava. Sannyas order means still in the material classification. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced not to become an imitation of Rupa Goswami. Paramhamsa stage is not to be imitated. So to stop this imitation, Saraswati Thakur introduced the system of Sannyas. He personally became Sannyas and to many of his disciples he gave Sannyas also. So Mahaprabhu, Saraswati Thakur, establishing the Sannyas saffron order once again was again twofold. Humility and accountability. Humility was, he was now stepping down from the predecessor. He could see that, none of us would be qualified to be like a, Babaji stage or something, which like Gaur Kishwardas Babaji Maharaj or the six Goswamis. So we take a humbler position. And also at that time, people in Babaji Vesh were doing a lot of immoral activities. Right? Smoking bidi and whatever. Many other, from simpler to grosser versions. So he didn't wanted his followers to be in seclusion without the heart being pure. He wanted them to be in the society interacting so they're accountable for their behavior, for their actions and therefore remain pure. So this is a little glimpse of why Mahaprabhu accepts sannyas and why in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya Parampara we continue this legacy of acceptance of the renounced order. The whole idea is to accept a humble position and be a servant of the Lord and the society. So then what is the effect of receiving Lord Chaitanya's mercy? That daya, if somebody receives this daya, daita ipsita manvadhavat, if you get caught by this race of grace, so what happens in your life, in our life? So here is this beautiful verse which Swarup Damodar Goswami speaks to Lord Chaitanya after he returns from the South India tour in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter number 10. And he actually quotes it from Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak. There also this verse comes. Helo dhunita khedaya vishadaya pron milad amodaya samyak shastra vivadaya rasadaya chittarpatun madaya shashvat bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurya maryadaya shri chaitanya daya nidhetavadaya bhuyad amandodaya. So this verse, Saraswati Thakur says, illustrates how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes his mercy in three ways. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed, or people were affected by his mercy in three primary ways. First of all, he says, it removes helo dhunita khedaya. It removes moroseness. And one becomes cheerful in the practice of Krishna consciousness. So in that purport, Saraswati Thakur says that people are morose because they are always in want of something. So therefore they are always morose. Upadruta, always disturbed, always morose. Because of dissatisfied heart. They are not satisfied with what they have. They keep hankering and keep lamenting for the past, so they remain morose. So, how exactly Mahaprabhu removes this moroseness, I'd like to, by your permission, quote these two pastimes, where Mahaprabhu gives similar instructions to drive away moroseness on different levels. So one is our Lord Chaitanya meeting Kurma Brahman. So Kurma Brahman is very much agitated, is very disturbed. Kripakar Prabhu More Yatoma Sange Sahitena Pari Dukha Vishaya Taranga. I'm not able to tolerate these waves of sense gratification, these desires that keep coming. Prabhu Kahe Aiche Bat Kapuna Kahiba. Never speak like this. Never speak like this. So he's saying, What is the solution? He's saying, Grihe Rahi Krishna Naam Nirantar Laiba. And then second thing he says, Yara Dekha Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agya Guru Hi Tarai Desh. So basically you experience Krishna and share Krishna. In that way you'll be able to drive away moroseness. And often we have heard in giving we receive. When we give Krishna we also receive Krishna consciousness. And while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is delivering Vasudeva Brahman, the leper, yesterday Radhapati Prabhu was explaining that pastime. So finally when Vasudeva the leper, he actually got a beautiful body, before he was not morose. Before he was very sad because he could not receive Mahaprabhu's darshan. He was not morose because he had a body which had kushta. But later on, when his body was transformed, he became morose. On a mental level, because he was morose, that now I have received such great mercy, I might become proud. And that was morose. That future is, you know, dark on a psychological level for this devotee. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu kahe, kabu toma na hobe abhiman, nirantar kaha tumi Krishna Krishna naam. Again, chant Krishna's names. And then second thing he says, Krishna upadeshikar jivera nistar, achirate Krishna toma karibena angikar. So if you chant the holy names of Krishna in your own life, and make sure you give Krishna to others also. Both these things have to happen in order to remain cheerful in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu is similar instructions he is giving. So, you know, once upon a time in Moscow, there was a devotee, and every day he would go through a certain road, and there would be this toll booth. So every day a policeman would see him, and whenever this devotee would actually look at the policeman, he would smile very broadly. So every day the policeman was thinking, so one day he thought, my God, how can somebody be so happy? He must be drunk. So they stopped his car. He said, we have to take a test on you. He said, what do you mean? He said, how can you be so happy every day? You're smiling so broadly, there must be something behind. You must be drunk. So they actually did an alcohol analyzer test on him. You're supposed to basically breathe and then something happens. You know, there is some, even in Bombay they do sometimes after 10:30, 11 o'clock on the roads. So he breathed into it and of course, devotee, expected not to be, he's intoxicated but not because of some fermented liquids. So the policeman was very disappointed and he said, we are sorry. And the devotee then just again waved as if telling him the secret of this smile is not intoxication but chanting the holy names. So he just said, chant Hare Krishna, not and you'll be happy. So chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. Actually, Indradhan Maharaj says that was the actual initial quote that Prabhupada gave. Chant Hare Krishna and make your life sublime. Happiness ka guarantee humne baad mein chalu kiya. But sublimation, the sublime aspect is there. So the second aspect of Mahaprabhu's mercy is, he says, Samyak Shastra Vivadaya, that he removes confusion because of many philosophies and gives one clarity on the path of Krishna consciousness. This is actually super amazing. You come to Krishna consciousness, you pick up any book on that board, pick up any page wherever you want to and read for just 45 minutes from anywhere to anywhere. You will understand who are you, who is God, what is the goal of life and what you are supposed to do. That is clarity. Sometimes we take it for granted. Oh yeah, Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. But traditionally, if you have to figure that out and come to that conviction, you have to do a lot of gymnastic, mentally and physically, to come to that conclusion. So he's saying, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Shri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Balo Apiyad Anugraha Tare Nana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram, that by the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of crocodiles of various theories. And that could itself be a great discussion about what all kind of theories exist, even in this land of Bharatvarsha, about, you know, spirituality. You don't have to go too far, just Dadar, Kalyan, so many philosophies keep changing. So this pastime that I would like to just mention about how Mahaprabhu's mercy removes any kind of confusions is that of deliverance of Sarvam Bhattacharya. When Sarvam Bhattacharya finally, after the long discourse of 7 days and Mahaprabhu transforming him completely, he gives this realization that he is Krishna himself. I was in darkness. And Mahaprabhu showed him that Chaturbhuj form and then finally his beautiful form of Krishna. So saying, Prabhur Kripaya Taras Purila Sab Tattva Nama Prena Dana Adi Varnena Mahatva. By the mercy of the Lord, all truths were revealed to Sarvam Bhattacharya and he could understand the importance of chanting the holy name and distributing love of Godhead everywhere. It's a consistent theme. What Kurma Brahman felt, what Vasudev leper felt, and what Sarvam Bhattacharya is getting, it's a consistent theme. He understands the importance of chanting Hare Krishna and gets an impetus to share it with others. Personal application and then sharing it with others. So Mahaprabhu, later on, it is said that beautiful pastime of honoring Mahaprasad happens, Mahaprabhu takes darshan of the Lord and gets some Mahaprasad, comes down to Sarvam Bhattacharya, knocks on his door, and Sarvam Bhattacharya that time just waking up, chanting Krishna Krishna, Mahaprabhu is very happy. And then he comes in, Sarvam Bhattacharya is very happy, offers him a seat to sit, and then Mahaprabhu offers him Mahaprasad and he immediately eats it. And the Lord says, Haribol, you're a Brahman. You're supposed to do your bathing and all those things. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya quotes Shastra, stating that how as soon as Mahaprasad comes, you should immediately honor it. And Mahaprabhu was internally very pleased. Of course, that's not a dictum to be followed in our daily lives that we... But that's an extraordinary activity and expression of emotions. So saying, Chetane charan vine nahi jane an, bhakti vinu shastrer ar nakare vyakhyan. That from that day on, Sarvam Bhattacharya was so clear in his conclusions of scriptures that he did not explain anything unless it's anything without its relation to devotional service. So interestingly, while dealing with the scholars, Lord Chaitanya had a very unique kind of strategy. You look at Sarvam Bhattacharya, you look at Keshav Kashmiri, you look at Prakashananda Saraswati. So first of all, Lord Chaitanya basically did four things with them. First of all, he created a platform of expression for these individuals. So in each of these cases, they spoke first. Sarvam Bhattacharya spoke for 7 days. Keshav Kashmiri glory, you know, composed those verses. Prakashananda Saraswati also went into a debate. So there was a platform of expression. And when they expressed themselves completely, now they were obliged to hear Mahaprabhu. So then there was a platform of exchange. Mahaprabhu spoke the true philosophy. He enlightened them. And the way he spoke, they were all mesmerized by his logic as well as by his humility of presentation. And after that expression and exchange, there was a platform of experience Mahaprabhu created for them. Sarvam Bhattacharya saw the Purana Vishnu forms, or then Keshav Kashmiri had Mother Saraswati come in his dreams and tell his Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prakashananda Saraswati is again mesmerized by the Brahman effulgence and he understands, must be Narayan, how can somebody be so scholarly? So there is a platform of experience, and then happened the platform of evolution to a higher level of consciousness. They basically became pure devotees who were not just pure Vedic devotees, they became pure devotees who were attached to Prem Sankirtan. They were actually attached to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, which would very rarely happen even in previous ages. This was an extraordinary feat that Mahaprabhu would actually do in terms of devotees. So Mahaprabhu gave very clear instructions. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kajitupasana Vrajvadhu Varge Naya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprapur Madamidam Tatradharo Napara. Very clearly I said whom to worship, where to go for the yatra, which book to read, what mood to follow, and what is the goal of life. Extremely clear, without any, confusions. So that clarity Mahaprabhu gave through the medium of his, anyone who receives that mercy, he becomes very clear. And the third thing is, he awards higher taste, culminating love of God, which makes the process of bhakti very comfortable and charming. It's attractive because of the manifestation of that higher taste. So we have the sweet dwellings of Sarvam Bhattacharya. When Sarvam Bhattacharya, they will all go in Indradhanush Sarovar and have playful sports in the waters. And we have Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, the chief priest of Jagannath Temple and governor of Madras. These two people in Indradhanush Sarovar, they're splashing water at each other. So when Gopinath Acharya looks at this, he speaks a statement to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meru Mandara Parvat Dubai Yatha Tatha Ei Dui Ganda Shaila Iharaka Katha. He says, a drop from the ocean of your mercy can draw great mountains like Sumeru and Mandar. But these two gentlemen are like two hills in comparison. So there is no surprise that you have drowned them. And they are behaving like innocent, childish people. And in one corner, Advaita Acharya having this very evolved dialogue with Nityanand Prabhu. Speaking very intimate words. So seeing all this, Gopinath Acharya is making this. And specifically about his brother-in-law. Gopinath Acharya's brother and his sister is married to Sarvam Bhattacharya, something like that. And he says, Shushk tark khali khayate janm gela yaar, tar lilamrit piyo ehi kripa tomar. My dear Lord, this gentleman has wasted his life. He's a very elderly person, Sarvam Bhattacharya. It wasted his life eating these dry oil cakes of logic. Khal. Sarso ka beej hota hai, sarso ko peeste hai, phir tel nikalta hai, khal nikalti hai. Us khal ko janwaron ko khilaya jata hai, cattle seed basically. Right? So very graphic kind of analogy is giving. Shushk tark khali khaite janm gela yaar. His life was wasted. Tara lilamrit piyao ehi kripa tomar. But you have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastime. This is your great mercy upon him. So the path of bhakti becomes very, very comfortable and charming to the heart. In the case of Raghunath Das Goswami, also when his father is trying to tie him up in so many ways so that he doesn't run away from home, finally, you know, he says, Chetana Chandrera Kripa Hayacha Ihare, Chetana Chandrera Batul Kira Kitapare. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chetana Chandra? So his mother was suggesting, let him get married so he will have a beautiful wife so he can stay home and then he will have wealth and opulences like Indra. His father is saying, you've already seen all that stuff. It's not going to work. What are you talking of? Chaining him with some iron chains? It's not going to work. He has been attracted, touched by the mercy, and therefore he is attracted to the path of bhakti. So, once upon a time in, I think this is Woodstock Festival, Indradun Maharaj, one man came. How Mahaprabhu's mercy attracts. So this man came in front of a Rathyatra cart and he was like dumbfounded. He was like touching. Sach ka hai? Ye. Or is it like a PPT? What exactly is it? So some devotees came to him and he said, how did this Rathyatra cart came here? So devotees were surprised that he even knew the exact technical name of this product. He said, how do you know? He said, nine years earlier, I was working in a coal mine. And we had an accident where the mine shaft caved in and many of my friends died and I somehow escaped. And then I really got detached from that whole thing and I thought, let me think of spirituality. But I was not getting any help. So I went to the local library to search for some books. And there I saw this Chaitanya Charitamrit by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So I picked up the book, issued it. And the librarian was smiling at me. He said, you're the first one to get this book issued. Right? So, he got them issued and then he started reading. And then he read all 8 volumes twice. And the thing that struck him the most was Mahaprabhu's dancing in the Rathyatra. He said, and he really couldn't get the other aspects of the philosophical understandings and everything. He said, these 5 guys, they are really ecstatic. And they keep dancing the Rathyatra. Where is this Chaitanya's moment? He was lamenting. I was born so late. I could have participated in the dancing. But Swami keeps speaking about a kind of a movement which is spreading the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is that movement? 9 years passed. So finally one day he was lying on the beach having sunbathing and then suddenly the devotees came performing Sankirtan. So as soon as he heard the chanting of the holy names, he jumped up and he ran towards them. He said, are these the people? But he said, but there is no Rathyatra card. Are they really the Chaitanya people? He said, nevertheless, let me check out. So he took the invite and he went next day to the that day evening for the festival. And then that festival, there was so much crowds of people because Woodstock attracts lakhs of people. So he was trying to catch hold of, there was beautiful tents and everything, but he was fixed on one thing. If this is Mahaprabhu's movement, if God is answering my prayers, I must see a Rathyatra card. And as he is moving around and suddenly he comes into an open space and lo and behold, this colorful Rathyatra of Jagannath Swami is standing right in front of him. And he's like, so he goes and touches and he says, this is perfect. This is Chaitanya's movement. And he had tears in his eyes and he turned to Indradum Swami. What do I do now? And Indradun Maharaj, he said, you are not born too late. You are at the right place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And now you can help us spread Krishna consciousness and also chant the holy names of Krishna. In this way, experience the transforming grace of Mahaprabhu. So we see that anybody who comes in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, they get attracted to the path of bhakti. So this is the three aspects by which Lord Chaitanya's mercy actually expands. So Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita is asking help in the mood of a gardener that please come forward and help me spread this movement. So what are the qualities of someone who is willing to participate in distributing this mercy of Lord Chaitanya? This verse actually gives us an indication. So the four things this verse actually mentions is first is the consciousness. Consciousness of the person who is willing to distribute this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tyaktva, he should be detached from material comforts or discomforts. In the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, we have this famous verse, Dayaya sarabhuteshu santushtya yena kenava. One should be satisfied basically with whatever comes and goes in life. Only then he can be empowered to share this mercy with others. Second is dharmishtha. He should have a strong character. First is consciousness. Second is character. He should be perfectly situated in religious principles. So this includes, he should understand Shastra very clearly. Veda pranihito dharmo. He should clearly understand what is Shastra, what is the conclusion of Shastra. And he himself should follow the regulative principles of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti in one's own life. Otherwise our words will be empty bullets. And then third thing is, he himself should understand the importance and the value of the Yuga Dharma. Only then one will actually be empowered to actually, you know, share. Third is Arya Vachasa, conviction. He should have firm faith in the words of the parampara, and he should perform his activity of giving this mercy to others under the instruction of a superior Vaishnava. Like Prabhupada did that under the instruction of his beloved spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And finally, he should have concern, Daitaya. He should feel genuine concern for the suffering conditioned soul. So one day Gurudas Prabhu came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, sometimes I feel so moved seeing these people suffering without Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada became very grave and he said, why sometimes? You should feel compassion all the time for the suffering conditioned soul. So we need to feel that concern. And all these four, this consciousness, the character, the conviction and the concern is possible when we do this fifth thing. Ipsitam anvadhavad. In our own life, we should be internally making a conscious effort to run towards Krishna. If that ipsitam anvadhavad is not happening, the other four may happen simply on a platform of ego, which is again temporary. It will fall apart. Right? So, we see that how all the acharyas, right, from the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, before they went out to give Krishna consciousness to others, they were performed a very intense quality of bhajan. Very, very intense quality of bhajan. The Goswami families of Radha Damodar, they actually, remember this pastime, that how sometime they would get up at night, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and hear a sobbing in the courtyard of Radha Damodar. So they will look from top and there will be this old man sweeping the courtyard of Radha Damodar, begging for the blessings and grace of Rupa Goswami. Begging for the blessings and grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Srila Prabhupada, 1964-63, that time. So sometimes we don't feel any compassion. Why should I preach? So at our stage, preaching is a part of sadhana. When we do that sadhana, the 10th canto, 2nd chapter, in 37th verse, it says that how it brings you to the transcendental platform, or at least help you come to the transcendental platform, that leads to better sambandha gyan, and better sambandha gyan is the foundation for a quality abhidheya, the quality application of the process of devotional service. That leads to, again, purification of heart. Because only a pure, satisfied heart will feel an intense urge to share this message with others in a mood of compassion without name and fame. Unless we have those qualities, we'll be disturbed by material condition. So these are the qualities. Consciousness, character, conviction and concern. And this is possible only when we are chasing Ipsitam Anvadhavad, Krishna, in our own lives internally on a day-to-day basis. So Srila Prabhupada was a personification of this verse. Tyaktva sudustyaja, he left a comfortable abode of Vrindavan at an age of 69 At a time when people think of retiring, Sura Ipsitam, the abode of Vrindavan, which is desired even by the demigods, he left it. Dharmishth Aryavachasa, on the instruction of his spiritual master, on the strength of the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, he left. Yadagad Aranyam, he went to the concrete jungles of the west. To do what? Mayamrigam. To run after these conditioned souls who were searching for various kinds of illusory enjoyments out of compassion, Daita. To give them Ipsitamanvadhava, to give them actually a desirable object, which is Krishna, which could actually satisfy their hankerings. So this is a personification of Sri Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada's life also, in one sense, we can contemplate. And just, I'll take a few couple of minutes to do the final, the fifth part of our presentation today. We discussed about why Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, internal and external reasons. What is the effect of receiving that mercy? Cheerfulness, clarity and comfort. Then we saw how, what are the qualities of someone who wants to be a part of distributing this mercy. We saw consciousness, character, conviction and compassion, concern. And then Prabhupada being the personification of application of this verse. However, sometimes, I'm not talking about ourselves, in spite of following the process, we don't seem to experience these things. Cheerfulness, clarity, comfort. It seems to be eluding. So what is the problem? So why we don't experience the effects of this mercy? Because in spite of doing the sadhana and following the process, why we don't experience this transformation? Should we just wait for a miracle to happen? For many of us, Krishna consciousness remains like a concept at the best. His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj has written a very beautiful book called The Broken Names, which is like a novel, small tiny book, 100 pages or something, a novel where he is bringing out these points, the struggle of a sadhaka who has practically lost his faith because he is not seeing any transformation happening in his life. So he's saying, my Krishna consciousness is like a cobweb, it's a thin layer. Any disturbance happens in my life and it falls apart. When will these anarthas be over? When will this lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion leave me alone? When will this taste for chanting of the holy names will appear? We hear so much in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing 72 hours. We have tough time dancing 15 minutes. Right? So difficult. Why? So, his guru in that particular book called Gaur Kripa Swami, so he's answering, my dear Bandhu, you might be performing your sadhana very nicely, but heart can change only if Krishna makes his presence in your heart. Not just by mechanically following the externals of the sadhana bhakti. So the question is, what will bring Krishna into our hearts? So we know, as practitioners of bhakti, students of bhakti, you know, bhakti will bring Krishna in the heart. Bhakti atu ananaya shakya. Bhakti brings Krishna in the heart. But then which process of bhakti is most effective? There are 9 processes. Where should I invest time? Investment. Time is limited. Maximum returns. Investment have to be proper. So Sanatana Goswami gives a nice comparison of 3 processes of bhakti. Shravanam, Smaranam and Kirtanam. He says Shravanam, by the process of hearing, it's like tying Krishna with a silk thread. So Shravanam helps you tie Krishna temporarily, but it's like a silk thread. He can break and go away. Smaranam is little better because your mind is now involved. So Smaranam is like tying Krishna with a rope which is used to tie a cow. Little better, little stronger. But still Krishna can break away and go. He says, but Kirtanam, the loud chanting of the holy names of Krishna, is like tying Krishna with iron chains. He can't go. When a devotee comes together in association of other devotees and sincerely chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then a question is asked, if holy name is so potent, why doesn't it transform us? If you say holy name is potent, just like fire burns immediately, why do we say holy name transforms gradually? If it is so potent, it should happen like this. So Vishwambar is asking this question. That is the name of the devotee in that particular book. Not Vishwambar here, but Vishwambar in the book. So, like fire always burns. So why not the holy name? Being all compassionate should always purify.
एक बार कृष्णा बोला हो गया, क्या रोज रोज सोलह माला, साल दर साल, डिकेड आफ्टर डिकेड, कुछ हो ही नहीं रहा है. So in that mood he's asking this question, and he's not going to go away just with some lullabies that okay nahi lage raho. So he's really adamant. So his guru says that, my dear son, fire always burns, but if the grass is wet, it doesn't. He said, holy name is all potent, all compassionate, but the problem is we are wet with offenses. And because of that, we don't experience the transformation. Offenses are clouding the transformation. What to do then? Theek hai, apradh hai. How do we get out of that predicament? So in that book, he basically, what I could gather by my reading and understanding, he gives two steps. He says, first of all, stop committing offenses. First of all, stop committing offenses. And how will that happen? By attentive chanting, or at least making an effort to chant attentively, and respectful dealings with people. These are some non-negotiable items in devotional service. We are not going to get anywhere if we don't, any one of us, you know, don't do it properly. So, amanina manadena. Now it's easy to not expect respect. So amanina is, okay. ठीक है, मुझे नहीं चाहिए आपकी रिस्पेक्ट, नहीं चाहिए, बट मान देना, दैट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. एंड आई वी हैव हर्ड दिस स्टोरी ऑफ लाला बाबू फ्रॉम वृंदावन, वेरी फेवरेट स्टोरी ऑफ मेनी ऑफ आवर स्पीकर्स, मृतचंद्र प्रभु एंड मेनी, दे हैव स्पोकन अ लॉट ऑफ दिस स्टोरी, बट वेरी ग्राफिक हाउ कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स टू सी अस गिव अप द लास्ट पिगमेंट्स ऑफ दिस फॉल्स ईगो एंड सरेंडर टू हिम. एंड इवन अनइंटेंशनल ऑफेंसेस शुड बी अवॉइडेड. And he gives, I'll take permission, just a few minutes to complete this important part. And he gives example, like once upon a time, Prahlad Maharaj was performing his seva. I don't know which scripture he quotes from, but it's an interesting story. So Prahlad Maharaj is performing his seva to Narsingadev, and two devotees come to meet him. So the servant comes and tells him, two devotees are there, you please come and see them. And he says, okay, I'll just finish my puja and come. So he goes into ecstasy. He doesn't realize how long the puja has gone. And it kind of became evening, so the two devotees left, disheartened. And as soon as these two devotees left, the mentality of Prahlad Maharaj changed. He said, how did I side with my enemy? This fellow killed my uncle and father. Why am I worshipping him? Get all my armies. We are going to march on Vaikuntha right now. So somehow Narad Muni came to know. He said, deviation ho raha hai, jana padega. So he immediately came and pacified and then told him, you might have committed some offense of devotees and... So this story is quoted that even such an exalted, and we know the story of Rupa Goswami meditating on Srimati Radharani and Krishna's pastimes, and he laughs in this meditation, and then a limb, you know, devotee was not able to walk properly, he gets offended. So Sanatana Goswami says, you give nyota to everybody in Vrindavan and give them a feast, the devotee who doesn't come, he'll be the one who is offended. So that's what happened. So the devotee didn't turn up, Rupa Goswami went and begged forgiveness, and it was normal. We can't apply that technology, this aspect now, because he will come, eat and go away also. So they had some level of man that they will not come. So it's a critical thing. And the step two, he says, is you have to expose the mind to bhakti. Just like you mix sulfur and mercury, some chemical engineers here. But if you mix sulfur and mercury, they don't mix immediately. You have to use a special grinding process and churnings for them to mix and actually make a different chemical substance. He said, similarly, as long as the mind doesn't mix, doesn't get absorbed in the chanting, it will continue its harmful tendencies of lust, anger, greed, envy. We have to make an effort for the mind to mix, get absorbed in the chanting of the holy names. So how to do that? Seems an impossible task. And anybody who is chanting 16 rounds knows what we are trying to discuss. Right? As soon as we start Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, mind also packs his bags and ungli pakad ke wo bhi ghumna chalu kar deta, right? Around the world in 16 rounds. He just goes around. Right? So he said, first of all, make serious efforts to chant with faith. Yatantascha dradavarta. Nothing is going to be automatic. Intense efforts will be required to transform. Right? And second, he says, be attentive while chanting. Like Rupa Goswami says, kentu adarad anudinam. Carefully chant. Don't just chant. Carefully chant.
So focus has to go into chanting of the holy name. I'm just struggling, therefore I'm just sharing with all of you here. So he says you have to at least avoid external distractions. And he says don't make the mistake of trying to fight the mind. You won't be able to do it. Because mind is fed by our attention. Whatever you give attention to, those thoughts will become stronger, positive or negative. Even if the attention is about pushing them aside, they'll become stronger. Like Vrajbhari Prabhu says, na, whatever you resist, persists. So instead of driving it away, bring in positive thoughts. Just allow the sound to reverberate very clearly in the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let us not exhaust our energy trying to fight Maya, because we won't be able to do it. Let us just beseech grace. So Maharaj mentions that how we have, in order to do that, we have to stop that chattering of the mind inside that goes on. Continuously chatters inside. And the mind chatters because of dissatisfaction. Either it chatters about the past or it chatters about the future because of dissatisfaction. Therefore, somebody who is Samya, who is simple and who is Santushta, he will be able to chant Krishna's names, at least make an attempt to chant Krishna's names attentively. So, and then another thing he mentions is, while you are doing that, mind will go into a mode of existential dryness. Kuch maja nahi aayega usko. Mind is like, kya kar raha hai tum? He said, you have to practice patience there. Because when the mind is experiencing dryness, mind will push us into those segments of our material consciousness where still we have the memories of past pleasurable experiences. Go and think about this. At least 2 hours will be peaceful. I'm not saying you stop chanting. But why give me such a dry taste? Go there, think about this, and this way it deceives us from hearing the holy name. So he said you have to practice patience to tolerate that dryness. And that's very difficult. But he said that's what attracts Krishna. And finally he says, while you are chanting, be conscious of people whom you are addressing. Shri Radha Gopinath or whomever is of worshipability, be conscious that when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are actually addressing them. And that would help us maintain a devotional mood and an inner attitude of worship. Because as our acharyas have explained, as our other devotees have explained, Prabhupada has explained, unless we come to the platform of make a sincere attempt to chant Krishna's names attentively, all these descriptions of spiritual evolutions will only remain a theory for us. We cannot afford to continue as a Kanishtha, we have the responsibility of actually making an effort to purify the heart by patiently and conscientiously taking to the process of attentively performing our sadhana. I'm saying this, but I'm struggling very badly. Seek your blessings. And when we hear with attention, chant with absorption, and serve with appreciation, then by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we gradually start experiencing the benefits of that mercy. And that's the purpose we are all here for. Thank you very much. I'm sorry I went over time. Very grateful to your patient listening. And please pray that I can personally apply these things in my own personal lives and experience Mahaprabhu's mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.